Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Today, we have a message, and it's a message in a word. You could stretch it out to even be a phrase, but it encapsulates much of our lives. And you see, we come at ups and downs. We come at times where we would consider them high points of life and even low points of life. And sometimes if you're in a low point in life, you might be saying to yourself, golly, man, it seems as though these low points sort of stretch out for an extended period of time. Perhaps some of you, as you're listening today, you might be saying, it seems strange, but it's certainly my case, as you say to yourself, the tough times seem to outweigh the good times. And if you are one of those who are sort of in that place, in that point in life right now, a good word for you to hear and for me to hear, for us to have resonate in our ears today, is the word perseverance. Perseverance is one of those things that, speaking about perseverance, Josh Billings said, consider the postage stamp. Its usefulness consists in the ability to stick to one thing till it gets there. And it's the very essence of perseverance when we're going through our difficult moments. When if we can just stick to it, greater things will come as a result. And here's the great news. And that's why we have the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. We exist, really, to lead you to faith in Jesus Christ. Christ, who is the source of perseverance. The source of the strength, the wisdom, the grace that you need in these difficult times, those times that we all know we go through. And if that's you today, I want you to know that the Lord has sent a very special guest to share out of his heart and life in a way that will inspire, encourage, and bless you. As we continue on in our show, you know, sometimes the Lord brings people from Hawaii, and he brings people from different states and even different countries. Today, our guest is from none other than Cupertino, California. His name is Pastor Greg Wenschlag, and Pastor Greg is the senior pastor of Abundant Life Assemblies of God Church there in Cupertino, California. He loves the ministry. He loves being a family man. He's been married to his wife, Sandra, for 28 years. And they have three great kids, Laura, Eric, and Audrey. And, you know, he looks at them and he says, these children of mine, they are my pride and joy. He spends his time, he loves to hang out, coaching his kids, coaching them in life, in sports. He loves sports, rooting for his children and their activities. And he served at Abundant Life Assemblies of God Church for 28 years. And he loves his people. That's one of the great things. When I talk to pastors who have pastored for many years, it seems as though the love for their church and the people in their church, the families, grows and grows in beauty, in marvel, and in appreciation. In fact, for Pastor Greg, it's the only church he's ever served, and he plans to stay there. He says, ruts are good. And the most fulfilling thing in his life is to see someone's life change through a relationship with Jesus Christ. And for him, there's nothing better than that. So today, as you hear him and you hear how he orders his life and what it took for him to be at one church for nearly three decades, you will marvel at this man and the balance that exists in his life. He's a man of talents. He's a musician, singer, and a sportsman. And he's here with us all the way from Cupertino, California. Pastor Greg, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Danny. Great to be with you, and it's really a pleasure and an honor to have the chance to talk to you and to share with your listeners, and I'm just really blessed. Thank you for including me today.
Well, I know we've got a lot to talk about because you also love the game of baseball, and you spend time taking your son to the great baseball parks across our nation.
Yeah.
And we've got to touch a little bit about that. You're a traveling man. Mm-hmm. But, Pastor, where did you grow up?
I grew up in the Bay Area. I was born in 61. My parents lived in Oakland, so I was born in Oakland, California. And we stayed in the Bay Area for pretty much all our life, a little brief stint in Arizona for a few months, but mainly the East Bay. And my parents were ministers. My father was a traveling evangelist with my mother and his sister and brother-in-law. And they were the old-style, 1950s barnstorming type evangelists, where they had their trailer truck and they'd put their instruments in their truck and they'd drive all night and pull into a little church in Tennessee or Ohio or Arkansas or something and do these evangelistic meetings. And so I was pretty much raised in a household of faith and a musical household and right here in the Bay Area.
You know, that sounds like the rich heritage of Christianity, Pentecostal Christianity, and you come from that stock. And what a blessing.
Yeah.
Pastor, who would you say influenced you most in your growing up years?
I would say that's a really mixed question, because influence, I'm certain you're referring to positive influence, but influence goes both ways.
Mm-hmm.
And for much of my life, I've been influenced tremendously by people. Say, for instance, my mother, who is she's still alive, is a praying woman, a faithful servant, and she really influenced me in regard to just always being faithful, never stop praying. Her mother, my grandmother, was one of those women that if she said she's praying for you, something's going to happen. Because God just listens to her prayers. Now, she's passed on now. And my father also, he was a pastor in the 60s, and there was influence there to, a young kid wants to be like his dad. And so I always looked up to my dad and would, pretend to be a pastor. And I remember, being a kid and preaching to nobody in my bedroom, but just, my dad was a preacher, so I wanted to preach too. But then some of the negative influences, when I was about 10 years old, our family kind of fell apart. And there was some things that happened between my parents. And since the age of 10 years old, the family has been divided, and it was difficult. So I learned through positive influence of prayer and faithfulness from my mother, my grandmother, and to a degree my father, but also some of the powerful negative influences of, what happens when you, maybe fall into temptation or just when relationships don't go quite right and maybe you don't stick to it. I learned that from my parents too. Hmm. And so those influences have dictated almost all of my decisions throughout my life.
There can easily be, we can fall into the lull of when we hear the title pastor and we see that someone has been in the ministry for an extended period of time and even so comes from a lineage of ministry. Sometimes we can look at that and sort of give a broad stroke over it. And the broad stroke is one that may almost be void of the realities and the pains that come in life, just stuff in life and even stuff in the life of ministry.
Yeah.
And I think as I hear your story and the fact that you are in the ministry, your kids, your wife, I mean, nowadays when we talk about ministry and families, it's not a given where everything, mm-hmm. you know, goes well.
That's right.
Life itself is so many variables. So where would you say, or when would you say was the time that you became a Christian?
Yeah, that's a good question. And there's really a broad answer to that. I remember, you know, being really, really young, being in my father's church and Pentecostal church and being maybe 5, 6, 7 years old. And I just remember hungering for God. I would hear the sermons, especially at night. Those are the days when we had night services and we would linger a long time and there'd be extended time of prayer at the altars. And I don't know if some of those phrases really make sense to all the listeners, but it's just a time when God would move and we'd want to pray and I'd want to connect with God. And I remember connecting with him in powerful ways as a really, really young child. But there really wasn't any intellectual or cognitive connection with theology or with what that relationship really meant. And so as I got a little older, when my family kind of split apart and my father and mother were, you know, not together, my mother took us to a different church. This was, you know, a few years after my father had left the ministry. And it was a non-Pentecostal church, but they had some illustrations and the services were unique, and so it really drew us. And so we started going there. And in that same time, in my middle school years, I really rebelled and fell away from God and just was kind of fed up with, you know, my family fell apart. Could this be real? Just kind of angry and upset with just church and religion and God. But my mom kept us in church. She was faithful. And there was a summer camp that the high school group was having. And my mother signed me up for summer camp. She didn't ask my permission. She just signed me up and said, "You're going to go." And I didn't want to go. And I'd go to church and I'd slip out the back door and, you know, go down to the store and buy something. Or I'd try to avoid it. But she made me go and I went. And it was just the second night of that summer camp as a 15-year-old that the cognitive connection happened. Mm. The Holy Spirit never left me from when I was a little boy. But now I had some tools and some, you know, the mental part that put the heart and the mind together. And for the first time at 15, the decision was really mine, not my mother's, not my father's, not the expectations, but it was my decision to follow Jesus. And so now, since age 15, I'm 51 now, I've followed him ever since, and I've never been disappointed.
I want to go deeper and hear what things the Lord has done over those years from 15 years on to now. Some of the highlights that the Lord has done, some lessons that he has taught you, some things that he has shown you. Yeah. You know, the Christian life, as you listen to Pastor Greg Wenschlag and his testimony today, you know, the Christian life is one with a compounding effect, as it were. You get to know the Lord. It's a relationship, you know, and the deeper you get, the more not only you know of the Lord and the your trust grows in him, but interestingly enough, his trust grows in you as time goes on. And there's certain things that he will entrust you with that he might not have entrusted you with early on as you continue on in seeking him and walking with him. Our featured guest today is Pastor Greg Wenschlag. Pastor Greg, I need to jump in with you and also just for our listeners to let you know and let them know that you weren't the only 8-year-old that was sneaking out the back church trying to find a store to buy a little bit of candy and to just escape for a little while. You know, I was with you, although we were in different states. And I think there are probably a few others out there who can reflect back on their childhood, and they might be right along there with us. But there is hope in the Lord.
He can
take the scraggly little ones that are sneaking out and bring them back to Him in His way, in His time, and in His grace. When we come back from our break, you're going to hear more from Pastor Greg, all the way from Cupertino, California, Abundant Life Assembly of God Church. In fact, to find out more about his church and his ministry, go to ALAGonline.com. ALAGonline.com. Pastor Greg Wenschlag. When we come back, you'll hear more. Hey, you know what? As your life is unfolding, perhaps today is a moment of reflection and you look back and you see times when you felt that you yourself were discombobulated in your spiritual life because of things that happened that were beyond your control. It might relate to anger, resentment, bitterness, or whatever. The Lord wants to bring healing and hope to you and wants to draw you close to Himself. So we'll be back with more. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Ever wish you could listen to something inspiring but didn't have the time? What if you could get an encouraging boost from a compelling testimony, a related Bible passage, and practical application all in 90 seconds? Danny Yamashiro and the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show have the answer. For a gift of any amount, a new CD is being offered. A Slice of the Good Life, 90 Seconds of Refreshing Hope. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org for this CD. Hear from Johnny Erickson Tada, Greg Smalley, Joe Onasai, Dan Chun, Jordan Tseng, Terry Wong, Norman Nakanishi, Fernando Castillo, Dave Barr, Junko, Memory Casey, Carlos Cambry, Jonathan Steeper, and many more. For a gift of any amount to Danny Yamashiro Ministries, you'll receive Volume 1 of A Slice of the Good Life. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org to send in your donation and receive this enjoyable gift while supplies last. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
We talked about, those young kids that sometimes, I know people pray. I know that there are listeners today that are praying for your own sons and daughters and your own grandchildren. Maybe they grew up in church. Maybe they're not walking with the Lord anymore. And you wonder, hey, does God still hear me when I pray? Well, I want to assure you that the Lord does. But, kids are kids, and we get into things. And, as we grow up, there's a certain point, as Pastor Greg talked about, just being things coming together. He used the word cognitive. There was a clarity and awareness of the things that the Holy Spirit had done early on in his experiences. When you're young, it's hard to connect the dots. But at the age of 15, his experiences and his awareness, he realized that Christ was calling him, and the opportunity was being given for him to surrender his life to the Lord Jesus, and he did. And now It's been decades later, and he's been serving the Lord. I'm talking about Pastor Greg Wenschlag. He's my featured guest today. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro, and as always, I'm so glad that you're with us. The Lord has something very special for you today. And if you're tuning in right now, you say, hey, I caught some of the last segment. Can I get the rest of it? The answer is absolutely yes. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com for a free podcast. There you can get other resources as well at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Pastor Greg, how did you discover the gifts that you had? Now, you've been in ministry for, you know, many decades now. Your gifts and your calling to ministry, how did that happen?
Yeah. That's a work in progress, Danny. I kind of live by the scripture out of the book of Amos that says, don't despise the day of small beginnings. And that's been kind of my life, where, I did grow up playing music, so I learned that in junior high school and played the saxophone, and I enjoyed that, and little by little, you know, began to pick up other instruments, and I enjoyed that, but nothing really special. You know, I would say, an average kid who enjoyed sports, who enjoyed music, nothing spectacular, just small things. And when I gave my life to Christ at age 15, it was a large church, and the church was about 200 or so in the youth group alone, not the junior high, just the high school youth. And so I accepted Christ, and now I walked into this big group of teenagers, and I didn't know how I fit. I was a little guy, probably 5 foot tall as a 15-year-old, a real tiny kid, and I didn't know what to do. I just knew that I wanted to serve. I wanted to serve God. And what I didn't know was that desire, looking back now, that was God's Holy Spirit beginning to grow me. And the job that was available at that time with the youth group was the guy who would set up the chairs. And so I would come early every Sunday morning. Youth group was at 8 o'clock in the morning. I'd get there about 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning. As a 15-year-old, and I had a little motor scooter, and I'd ride my motor scooter 25 minutes or so to the church in the rain or whatever, and I'd do that, and I would set up all the chairs, and then afterwards I'd tear them all down. And on Wednesday nights we had a big meeting, and all the kids would come, and I would set up the chairs, and then afterwards I would tear them all down. And you know what I didn't know is that right there was the foundation laying of all the other ministry to come. And God taught me, if you're faithful with the small things, I will bless you with more. Hmm. As you're faithful with the small things, that's the foundation by which everything else can be built. And so I did that my sophomore year, my junior year, and my senior year. We had kind of a hierarchical type church leader or a youth group leadership, where there was a president and vice president and all this kind of thing. And my youth pastor came up to me my senior year, and he said, I'd like you to consider becoming the president of this youth group of 200, 250 kids. And I'm thinking, what does he want me for? All I've ever done was set up chairs. But he saw something, and it was the faithfulness. And I didn't know what was going on, but God knew. And from there, I just practiced that, Danny. Anytime there's an opportunity, anytime there is something that maybe is there's a way to serve, I've learned, take the step, because you don't know where God will take you next. And that happened with music. There was an opportunity to play with some other guys, and I said, I'll take the opportunity. And I began to play music with them, and that turned into a three-year thing where we played together, traveled together, and I met my wife as a result of that. Not with this group, but with others. I traveled all over the United States and Canada and to other countries playing music. And it all started with just that simple thing. It's small, but serve God with your best, even if it's small. And God will grow that and develop that. So it really was right there at the beginning, as a teenager, the Lord started to develop that. And then as I grew and other opportunities came about, that the pastoral ministry started to happen as I got a little bit older and went to Bible school and so on. But it starts right there. don't despise the day of small things. Mm, that... God is going to do something with your small offering.
Mm-hmm. That is, you know, the simplicity of it is profound. Mm-hmm. But the application of it, man, that's where things can really begin to explode over a period of time. You know, as you share those things, Pastor Greg, I love to collect quotes. And I remember a quote recently of Dale Carnegie, the business leader, the motivational speaker. He said, "Don't be afraid to give your best to what seemingly are small jobs. Every time you conquer one, it makes you that much stronger. If you do the little jobs well, the big ones will tend to take care of themselves." And
that's right.
And the Lord says it in His Word, where He says, "Despise not the day of small beginnings." I think there are people who are frustrated right now as they're listening, because their dream is much larger and seemingly further away than they are right now in their life, and they don't know how to get there. And your word is just that. It's the little thing that you have to do today.
Yeah.
I want to echo that. Pastor, lessons. You're a teacher. You teach lessons. What are, along these lines, some lessons that the Lord has taught you as you have seen your ministry grow over the years?
Oh, there are so many, and that's just the wonder of serving God over a long time and serving Him here at the same location for so long. There are so many lessons, but you know, some of the things that I kind of base my life on are, you know, that first principle, you know, don't despise anything small, because to God there's no such thing as small. He gauges on a completely different standard than we do. We gauge on, well, you know, what's big, what's flashy, what's, you know, what's the you know, the popular thing or the well-known thing. God doesn't care. He cares about that you give everything you have to what's right in front of you. And so that's a big thing for me. Another thing for me is this area of calling, that sometimes people, you know, wait around for, you know, God, tell me what to do. I wish I knew what to do. When right in front of them is the mess to clean up. And there's a scripture in Ecclesiastes that says, whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all of your might.
Yes.
And that's a principle that I've learned, that if I give God all of my might, He has this miraculous way of turning that into amazing things. I'll give you a story. When I came to the church in 1985, summer 1985 was a big year for us. I graduated from Bible school, got married, and came to this church, all within 3 months. Big, big summer. And my first year, or my first youth meeting, rather, I was a youth pastor. My first meeting, 3 kids came to that youth meeting. And, you know, I wasn't discouraged. It was my first thing. I just loved those 3 kids. They became my passion. And it wasn't but in the next 2 or 3 years. The church was only running about 60 people total in the church, but the youth group had grown to be 70. The youth group was bigger than the church. And it was the same thing. I loved those 3 kids, but those 3 kids became 13 and 23 and 43 and 53 till we hit a ceiling of about 70, and then I became the senior pastor after that. And it's the same principles. If you honor God with everything you have, with your whole heart, with all your effort, and not think anything is too small, that's the heart that He can take and do some great things with it. And I've lived by that.
Pastor, when we come back from our break, as you've brought us this far, and you've come so far in your years of ministry, I can't help but wonder and ask, were there times that you felt a little down? Were there times when you felt discouraged? I want to ask that. You don't have to answer that right now. I want to ask that question.
Sure.
You know, with the growth that has taken place, with the when you're loving these three and they grow and grow and grow, and now you have a multi-staff church. Your church is in continual growth mode. What about those times? Because I think someone today, maybe right now, or maybe in a surprise way, in a way that they don't expect, may hit some bumps along the way. I think you have something to say in that, and a certain platform to say it from. When we come back, you'll hear it from Pastor Greg Wenschlag. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Ever wish you could listen to something inspiring but didn't have the time? What if you could get an encouraging boost from a compelling testimony, a related Bible passage, and practical application all in 90 seconds? Danny Yamashiro and the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show have the answer. For a gift of any amount, a new CD is being offered. A Slice of the Good Life, 90 Seconds of Refreshing Hope. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org for this CD. Hear from Johnny Erickson Tada, Greg Smalley, Joe Onasai, Dan Chun, Jordan Sang, Terry Wong, Norman Nakanishi, Fernando Castillo, Dave Barr, Junko, Memory Casey, Carlos Cambry, Jonathan Steeper, and many more. For a gift of any amount to Danny Yamashiro Ministries, you'll receive Volume 1 of A Slice of the Good Life. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org to send in your donation and receive this enjoyable gift while supplies last. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
He says he likes sports, all sports, especially soccer, golf, and baseball. He collects baseball memorabilia. He's a soccer coach. Of course, you know, I mentioned music. He plays the sax, the guitar, drums. He even enjoys photography. And more than that, catch this now. He's taking his son. They visit baseball stadiums across the country. So it's like a see all the baseball stadiums tour that he and his son have gone on. I'm talking about none other than Pastor Greg Wenschlag. He's the senior pastor of Abundant Life Assemblies of God Church in Cupertino, California. And before our break, we're talking because, you know, he's been in his ministry, at one church for his whole career. And the marvel of how he did that. And I just threw out the question of how did he have the stick-to-itiveness to do that? And I wonder if he's ever gone through any downtimes. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Again, my featured guest, Pastor Greg Wenschlag. To find out more about Abundant Life Assemblies of God Church, you can go to alagonline.com or alagonline.com to find out more. To get this show and to find out other resources and even find out what it means to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Pastor Greg, okay, let's get down to the nitty-gritty here.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we talk about years, decades of ministry, one church.
Yeah.
It's easy to think that, well, you know, it's been a smooth ride. Has it been a smooth ride? Have you ever had moments when you thought, things aren't going like I planned, you know, and you hit some bumps along the road yourself?
Yeah, of course not. Isn't life always perfect?
Right.
Yeah. Oh, man, you better believe it. You know, I told you about, you know, the first three and how the ministry grew in the early years. And, you know, there was some hard times in there. After the first year, the group had grown from 3 to 25. I was so excited. I thought, wow, God, you're using me. And I never thought this would happen, and it's so exciting. And I kid you not, I took the kids on a weekend snow trip, and we had this great time. I thought we had a great time. And 25 kids went on the snow trip. We came back that following Wednesday, two kids showed up.
Hmm.
Now, where's everybody at? What happened? The next Sunday, three kids showed up. The next Wednesday, nobody showed up. And I thought, what just happened? And to this day, as I talk to the various, you know, as I talk to the kids, I would ask them, you know, what happened in this thing, that thing, the other thing. But for nine months, no more than two kids came. And I felt like such a failure. I felt like quitting. I felt like I'm obviously no good at this. I did something wrong, but I didn't know what I did. I sought counsel from my pastor. I sought counsel from friends. And every single one of them reminded me of something. They said, who called you? Did you call you? I said, no, God called me. If God called you, did God tell you to leave? No. If God did not tell you to leave, don't leave. Stay put. Let God finish his work. And after that 9 months of heartache and feelings of failure, feelings like I'm not good, I need to just quit this ministry and go do something else. I was just so discouraged. But little by little, they started to come back, and we rebuilt again. And that's when the group grew to the larger number of 70. Hmm. And I remember being in prayer one day, and I cried out to God. I said, God, what's happening? Why is this happening? And why did that season of 9 months occur? And God just whispered in my heart. He said, I just wanted you to know, and I wanted you to never forget that it's not you that builds the ministry. I build the ministry. And ever since then, Danny, when things get dark, I ask myself those two questions. Did God call me? Did God call me to go somewhere else? If the answer is no to the second question, he did not call me to go somewhere else, then I'm not leaving. And then the second part of that is, if God called me, it's him that's going to do the work. I can work as hard as I want. I can be as creative and as innovative, and I can do everything I can think to do. But unless God does it, I'm useless. And I learned to trust him. And I've trusted him ever since. And God has not told me to leave Cupertino. So I'm staying put. And until he tells me to leave, I'm not leaving. And I'm going to trust him.
You know, that it's like the Lord gave you this fundamental, foundational diamond that he deposited in your heart and your character, and gave you the understanding and the application and the the grit to stick to it, you know, in the earlier part of your ministry. So you were able to build, I'm taking it now, that you were able to build off of that anytime you came or encountered a period of discouragement.
Absolutely. It happens all the time. I'll just be very, very honest. You know, the last year or so, it's been a little bit tougher in ministry. You know, the momentum hasn't been as fast as I wanted, the growth not as fast as I wanted. And, you know, I kind of liken it now, as I'm older, to a marriage. That, you know, I've been married to my wife for almost 28 years. And I know that sometimes couples just say, you know, I'm done. It's too hard. It's the strain is too much. And I think to myself, do I want to actually start over and get married again to somebody else? We've learned a lot of lessons together. I'm 51 years old. I don't want to take 28 years, wash that away, start brand new from day one with somebody else and learn those whole lessons all over again. And so, like in marriage, the same with the church. Do I want to go somewhere else to a different ministry, to a different church with different people and learn the same lessons all over again? Why not just stay put and work through the hard times, whether it's my wife, my staff, my denominational leaders, my church people? So much better to work through, because when you work through, you deepen.
Mm-hmm.
When you cut and leave, you got to start all over again, and you start back at the shallow places. I've already been to the shallow places. I don't want to go there again. I want to go deeper. And I can say that my relationship with my wife, even through times where our marriage wasn't the easiest, we are deeper today than ever because we decided to stay with it. My church is deeper than ever because we decided to stay with it. And I just don't want to start over again.
We all have choices. You've chosen. You've been cognizant of what God has been doing in your life. I think, Pastor Greg, that we live in a society that is increasingly so distracted. We are distracted in so many different ways, forms, but to be focused, to be able to stick to it, to stay with the family, stay with your spouse, stay at your church. You know, as we're speaking, I want to just pull out a few things and just extrapolate a little bit, where there are people today that are having to make decisions right now. And it's not so much only the, okay, well, that's a pastor, a pastor's decision with his church, with his ministry. It could be a business owner's decision with his business, a coach's decision with his team. It could be a parent's decision with their family. I mean, it comes down to those levels that relate with all of us. What are we going to do when times get tough? Now, I'm with you. I've experienced that many discouraging moments and many confusing moments. But you know what I like about what you shared, Pastor, is how from an early age in ministry, relatively speaking, from that beginning of your youth ministry, you were galvanized with the lesson of stick-to-itiveness, faithfulness, perseverance. And I want to encourage you today, as you listen to the testimony of Pastor Greg, that the Lord may be, in a very subtle, maybe direct way, just reminding you of the value. So many times we think about what we can get on the other side or what looks better, but we don't really know, because we're not there. And when we get there, we might realize, wow, it may be tantalizing and titillating for a period of time, but the substance of it is hollow. And you have substance because of what you've gone through or what you're going through right now, because of the depth of pain and struggle and confusion that you may be going. And God is working out lessons, value. It's actually, the diamond is in the rough right now in your current situation. And I think as Pastor Greg and I talk, there's a resonance, there's an echo of the Lord just reminding you and reminding us today all together. Stay with it. Be perseverant. Be perseverant. When we come back from our break, we'll talk more with Pastor Greg Wenschlag. I want to know about his family, don't you? And even the vision of his church and some of the things that he looks forward to seeing in the days to come. What is the Lord saying to him? And even a word to someone right now who may be going through a challenging time, a tough time. It could be finances. It could be a health problem. It could be someone that's in hospice right now that you know about, or maybe it's a shock to you. Maybe you've got shocking news. Maybe you're having a difficult time at work. Maybe right now as you're sitting at your desk or you're working with your hands, you just feel like you're in a slump. Well, I believe the Lord has a word from Pastor Greg to you, and he'll share it when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Ever wish you could listen to something inspiring but didn't have the time? What if you could get an encouraging boost from a compelling testimony, a related Bible passage, and practical application all in 90 seconds? Danny Yamashiro and the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show have the answer. For a gift of any amount, a new CD is being offered. A slice of the good life, 90 seconds of refreshing hope. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org for this CD. Hear from Johnny Erickson Tada, Greg Smalley, Joe Onasai, Dan Chun, Jordan Sang, Terry Wong, Norman Nakanishi, Fernando Castillo, Dave Barr, Junko, Memory Casey, Carlos Cambry, Jonathan Steeper, and many more. For a gift of any amount to Danny Yamashiro Ministries, you'll receive Volume 1 of A Slice of the Good Life. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org to send in your donation and receive this enjoyable gift while supplies last. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
He's married to a doctor. She is an audiologist. And, well, of course, everyone else will call her Dr. Sandra Wenschlag, but of course he calls her, he has a special way that he can refer to his own dear wife. I'm talking about Pastor Greg Wenschlag. He's the senior pastor of Abundant Life Assemblies of God Church in Cupertino, California, right there in Santa Clara County. And Pastor Greg has been so gracious to share his life story. And you know, I always feel like the Lord leads us in certain ways as we carry along in our conversation, but there's so much more to his life and his family. And you're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro, and you can get this free podcast at thegoodlifehawaii.com. And as I typically do, I want you to listen to it, of course. You know, sometimes you listen to something again, you catch something that you didn't get the first time. But more than that, share it with a friend. Share it with a family member. If you're trying to reach someone with the love of Christ, this may be a great resource for you, another tool for you to use. Send it by Facebook, Twitter, and send it along. And you can also reach me through Facebook, and we have certain postings of our show, and we can connect that way as well. And I have some tweets that I put up you know, pretty regularly of some quotes that I've been finding and kind of mining around. Again, thegoodlifehawaii.com, and my featured guest today, Pastor Greg Wenschlag. Pastor, I talked a little bit about Dr. Wenschlag, the audiologist,
yeah.
But tell us about your family.
Oh, Danny, I'm so blessed. my wife, of course, of 28 years, and we met while I was playing music. One night I was doing a concert, and she was in the audience, and she hung around after the concert and said, "Hey, there's a good-looking one." And we met that night and started seeing each other, and we've been together ever since. And she's just brilliant. She is a doctor of audiology. She has her own practice here in the Valley, a wonderful practice, serving people with hearing impairments and those that need hearing aids. And, I mean, I love it when I hear somebody drive by with their music turned up loud in their car, because I know they're going to come see us.
So you see dollar signs, huh?
So we've got three great kids. You know, early on, you know, you talked about influence before.
Right.
And, you know, man, I remember my own childhood growing up and my parents splitting up. And when we had kids, I just made the decision, this is going to be different. I'm just going to do it different. And we had Laura in 1990, and then Eric followed in 91, and then the baby, Audrey, in 1995. All three of them just love Jesus. And we're a close family, and we worked hard at it. Because, man, this life will pull you apart. And you've got to work hard. And you know, I don't have an extended degree. I never got my master's or my doctorate or anything like that, because I made a conscious decision. I'm going to have those kids for a few years, you know, 19, 20, 21 years, and they're going to leave the house. And I made a decision that I'm going to pour my life into those kids. And so we've done that, and it's paid off. That, you know, I coach them and spend hours on the fields with them. And as you mentioned, my son and I take trips. All the kids have been with me overseas on missions trips to Africa or to Mexico or to other countries. And from a young age, we train them in missions and reaching out to people. And now my oldest daughter, she's getting married in May. She's marrying a pastor. And her fiance is on staff at a church locally. And she is an administrator at the church. My son is studying for the ministry in Bible school right now, and my daughter is, like as I mentioned, the youngest one is still in high school. So we're a very close family. We just love serving together, ministering together, and you know, I've had more people want to know about Jesus because of the kids. That there's actually a lady in our church right now that my son was a friend of her son's, and he would go over their house, and she would ask the question of her to her husband, "When that guy comes over our house, there's something different about him. He's polite, he's generous, he's kind. Who are his parents?" And it was such a compliment to me to hear other people talk. And they're now in our church. They got saved because of the life of the children. And, man, I learned that your kids can be your greatest witnessing tool just by who they are. Mm-hmm. And so, man, we love sports. We're all A's fans. I know the Giants are the World Series champions, but we're A's fans. And,
you just wanted to make that clear, right?
Yeah. We play golf. We go on trips. We love to travel. We've been all over Europe and Africa. And you know, your kids grow up so fast. Mm-hmm. And you just got to wring out every last drop of time you have until they move on with their own lives. But we're happy that my oldest is getting married. And we're welcoming a son now, a second son into our life. We're not losing a daughter.
Yes.
And it's just exciting to have family.
What, Greg, what would you say? Okay, so what stadiums have you gone to so far?
Oh, man, we've been all over. We've been to Southern California, the Angels, the Dodgers, the Padres, to the Diamondbacks, to Chicago, Wrigley and Comiskey, to Yankee Stadium, to the Met Stadium, to Fenway in Boston, to Camden Yard. So we've been all over the place. We've got about 50% done and about 50% to go. But they keep building new ones, so we've got to see the new ones, too.
Right. Well, Greg, we've got just a brief couple minutes left. A quick word of encouragement to someone right now who's going through a challenging time in their life. What would you say?
I would say this without a doubt. If you're going through a challenging time, you can look anywhere to try to find an answer. Books, counselors, TV shows, Dr. Phil, whatever you want to do. But there's one answer. The Creator that made you knows how you work best. He made you that way. If you want to make it through the hard time, Jesus is your source. And sometimes Jesus allows us to go through some times of struggle. Don't quit. Trust him. He's never going to leave you. You will come out on the other side. After every crucifixion, there's a resurrection. Sometimes we just quit during the crucifixion and never make it to the resurrection. Stay with it. Trust the Lord. He's never going to let you down.
Pastor Greg, words of encouragement, words of wisdom, and words of hope. I appreciate you taking the time to share with us today. Pastor, we've got just a few moments left. Can you just say a quick prayer for someone that you just encourage right now?
I sure will. Heavenly Father, I thank you for all those that are listening right now. You know why they're listening. Some are listening because they're curious. Some are listening because they're learning. But some are listening because they're hurting and they're looking for answers. God, I know that your Holy Spirit has the power, even across the Pacific Ocean, that as I'm speaking here in Cupertino, California, just two blocks from Apple Computer, people in Hawaii are hearing my voice. And they're really hearing your voice, Jesus. And I pray right now that your Holy Spirit would speak to each heart, encourage them. Let them know that they're not alone. God, let them know that you are with them, you've seen them, you have watched them, and you're with them right now. That you're as close as they're just calling on your name. And I ask you, Father, to just encourage those that need you so desperately right now because you're close. And I thank you that you are the God who never leaves us or never forsakes us. You are the great perseverer, God, and we want to be like you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Pastor Greg, you have been a blessing. And as we say in Hawaii, mahalo. Mahalo for sharing your heart, for sharing your life, for sharing your time with us. We appreciate you very much.
My privilege. Thank you, Danny.
In the next few days, you're going to hear more inspirational stories of hope and faith. And this is the perfect time to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. Listen in 2 p.m. and 12 midnight every day. Weekdays, our stories are now downloadable at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Share them with a friend. John 15:7 says, "If you remain in me," Jesus said, "and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be given to you." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest today, Pastor Greg Wenschlag. Find out more at ALAGonline.com. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.